The one-year extension would have included a 2% increase in salary and benefits, but the board deadlocked on it 3-3. The vote followed a closed-door meeting that lasted more than 2 hours. Alka Kanulker voted against the extension. She says while the district is moving in the right direction, she does not feel Hood met his goals for the recently completed school year.
We owe it to the community to be honest, truthful, and I feel that I have done the right thing as a board member.
Jane Abel says she also voted against the extension because of the goals, but they could not elaborate because they said the goals were never made public. Business manager Greg Reynolds said after the meeting that he would look into whether the goals could be released. Board President Mike Beard supported the contract extension. He says at this point, it is all a difference of opinion.
We'll get it taken care of. It's just a matter of getting all the information to everybody, and we'll go from there.
Beard says there could be additional factors causing the split vote, but he would not go into further detail, citing personnel issues. Hood's current contract runs through June of 2016. He is scheduled to make nearly $160,000 next year. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.